Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph, and today we're going to talk about the concept of Chatzitza by Big Day Kahuna. A little bit of the concept. It's a big topic, but just a detail that comes up on today's daf. So the Mishnah tells us on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, getting into the avod of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. As we know, he goes through the special avodos, and as the Mishnah tells us that he has to go to the mikvah five times, and he has to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim 10 times on the day. That's what we had back in the last Mishnah on Daf Lamed, where the Mishnah says, Chamesh Tfilos Vasara Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Makadish Bo Bayom. 5 tfilos and 10 sanctifications of his hands and feet. He has to do every single Yom Kippur. So here the Mishnah tells us we have the description of the beginning. Pashat, he takes off his clothes of Big Day Atzmo, Yared Vitaval, Olav and his Tapak, he goes down to the mikvah and he goes and dries himself. Hevielu Big Day Zav, and he puts on his Big Day Zav, he puts on the special extra 4 begadim of the Kohen that the Kohen Gadol wears, because remember, all the avodas that he does on Yom Kippur outside the Kodesh Kodashim, he's wearing his Big Day Kohen. He has to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, he takes off the extra begadim, the me'il and the tzitz, and the choshen and the ephod, and he just wears his Big Day lavan when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim because of Ein Kategor Naaseh Sanegar. So he vielo Big Day Zav, alavash v'kidish yadav v'raglav, and he washes his hands and feet at the kiyar, he vielo asa tamid, and he starts the avoda, the karbet tamid, keretzu, he starts the shchita, umirek acher shchita, someone else finishes it, v'chulu, and the avoda continues. What's interesting is the one word in this Mishnah, v'nis tapag. Right, he goes down to the mikveh, he comes up, and he dries himself. What do we need that word for? After you go to the mikveh, you know, you would dry yourself. You know, why wouldn't you dry yourself? Is this just saying what he did? Is there any type of obligation in terms of drying oneself? And if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, where he talks about this halacha, he quotes, Call Ace She Yishane Habagadim Vyivshot Bagadim whenever he changes Bagadim. Vyubash Bagadim Achirim Toan Tvila. He needs a mikvah. Shnemar Fashad is Bidi Abad, Varachat is Besorah Bamayim. Bimakom Kadosh Valavash is Bagadav. Vachamish Tvila Vasar Kiddush Tovol Kohen Gadol Kadish Babayom. As we said in the last Mishnah. Ketzad, what does he do? Here's the Rambam. Bitchila Poshet Big De Chol She'alav Vitovel. He takes off his weekday clothes, his own clothes, he goes to the mikvah, Va'ole Umis Tapeg, and he goes up and he dries himself. V'lovesh Big De Zav. The Rambam wouldn't be just telling us what happens. Everything in the Mishnah Torah is what needs to be done. So the question is, why does the Mishnah and the Rambam following the Mishnah sound like that it's a chova? Why would you have to dry yourself? Okay, it makes sense that the Kohen Gadol would have to dry himself, but why would he have to dry himself? So, a couple of ideas that's mentioned. The first one is the one that's going to be critical for us. Says the Mishnah Lamelech right here. Sifug zehar huskar b'gemara b'mekomos harbe. Right? Often it says, all of it is tapak, as we'll see in the Mishnayos. V'kol shemaskir tfilas kohen gadol k'tori, all of it is tapak. V'lo re'isi l'mefarshim im sfog zeh hu chiv o urcha demilsa nakat. Right? Is this a chiyuv? Is this an obligation? Or just, you know, what has to be done? To bistama, kol hatovah mistapek, lachat tefillah. Mistama, you don't want to stay wet, so you're going to dry your body after the tefillah. Umidivre rabbeinu tekamar umistapek, mashma dechiyuvahu. As we said, the fact that the Rambam quotes it sounds like it is a chiyuv. Why would it be a chiyuv? V'nira dechiyuv zehum shibdekai malan dafilu nima achas o afar. We know there can't be any type of interposition, any type of chatzitza between the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears or the Kohen wears and his body. You can't wear any extra begadim underneath. Right? You have the Kohen Hedyo wears those 4 and the Kohen Gadol wears those 8, and anything in between represents a chatzitza. Chatzitza comes up in various areas of halacha. We'll see if we can touch on others. Chatzitza comes up in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim and Hilchas Tvila, obviously, but Venir Dechiyev Zehu Mishad Kaimalan Dafilu Nima Achas O Afar, some dirt Im Haisa Bein Basar LeBeged Harizu Chatzitza Vavodas Psula. If it's between his body and the Beged, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a chatzitza, and his avodah is going to be puzzle. Like the Rambam says, he quotes, look in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Look back in Klei Hamikdash. Right, he refers to what he says there in Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Let me just find that. Yud Vav, the Rambam says all the way in Klei Hamikdash. Yud Halacha Vav. No more Big Day Kahuna al Besaro Ulevesham. Malamei Shelo Yedaver Chotzeis Bein Besaro Lebgadim. Afilu Nima Achas O Afar. He has a hair Again, we mentioned yesterday in the OCD shir, right? Lo nit natar la malachei asharis, right? We're not angels and we do the best we can. But if the Kohen, let's say he gets a haircut and he doesn't wash himself off, he knows there's plenty of hairs underneath. That's a problem. Okina, mesa, imaisa, bebisar la begad arizu chatzisa, vadasa psula, lefichach. That's why the Rambam says there, back in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, ein ha-Kohen yochal avod betfilin shel yad, sharei chotzetzes. Right, the Kohen, when he does the Avodah, right, in the days of old, they used to wear tefillin all day, so what did the Kohenim do about tefillin during the Avodah? So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, he didn't wear tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel yad would be underneath the ketones, the shirt, and that would be a chatzitza, right? And what, so you're going to put it on top of the beged, but then there's a chatzitza for the tefillin. So b'manafshach, you can't have the tefillin shel yad on. Aval shel rosh ein chotzetzes, but the shel rosh is not chotzeitz, right? What does he have on top, right? But the mitznefes goes on top. So v'imratza lahanicham b'shas avodah miniach. Interesting lashon of the Rambam. If he wants to, doesn't sound like there's a chiyuv, right? If he wants to wear the tefillin shel rosh, not wearing the tefillin shel yad, then he is allowed to. That is the Rambam here. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes where he gets that from. But again, back to our discussion. So the Mishnah LeMelech says here, in Hilchot Avodas Yom Kippurim, I think there's an issue of chatzitza, just like there's an issue of chatzitza when it comes to dirt, or when it comes to hair, this is his chiddush, so too when it comes to water. And therefore, he has to dry himself off so that the water does not represent a chatzitza. That's what it lefize yishlachu shema betfila nidbak bibsaro meafuris hamayim nima oafar. Well, first he says maybe the water made some other foreign body stick. Umishamachi chayav listapik lachar tefila. And then he says viavde nima enein lachash lozem mikol makam. Because of Rabbeinu shezorach lizar shlolhi kanes haruach b'shas avoda. If you look at a couple of halachas, the Rambam says the Kohen has to make sure that if it's windy, his clothing isn't far away from his body, and there's airspace even between his body and the avoda. Says the Mishnah LeMelech, is water any worse than airspace? That's his line. Maybe the water itself will be a. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah LeMelech, that the water itself could be a chatzitza, and therefore it is a problem. Again, this goes back to the halacha of Bigdei Kahuna, the Gemara Mizvachim Daf Yud Zayin, Bizman She Bigdei Malayim Kunasam Malayim. One has to be so medactic for the Kohanim wearing the begadim, as the Rambam describes at length back in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. That whole parak in Parak Yud is all about the Bigdei Kahuna that he wears, and the Rambam, as we mentioned in the past, mitzvah zaseh la'asos begadim elu v'lios ha'kohen oved bahem. There's a mitzvah zaseh to wear them, and he can't be missing any, he can't be wearing anything extra. So when a Kohen gets dressed, he's not just getting dressed like anyone else is getting dressed. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wear these, and there can't be any chatzitza. Good. What's the problem? What's the problem with this Mishnah LeMelech? Many yes. But the Birkei Yosef discusses this in Simen Chav Zayin. Simen Chav Zayin is Hilchos Tfilin. What's it doing there? There is a Shloa Kadosh. The Shloa says that one should wash their Makam HaTfilin before they put on Tfilin. So that's not the minhag in many circles, because that could cause problems. Because if you wash, you have to make sure it dries very well, because the moisture on the tefillin would not be good. That's what the Birkei Yosef, the Chida, quotes at the beginning of Simen Chav Zayin. Upashut shahanoagim kain. First he quotes at the beginning. Kotsu achranim mishum rav shnei luchos abris l'rchos makam anachas tefillin. Upashut shahanoagim kain srichim l'nagev amakam heitev. You have to dry it very well. Imishum kavad tefillin. Is it because of kavod tefillin? It's not kavod. The tefillin might get warped if the hair is wet. Ve'ib mishum shamayim efshar shehein mafsikin. Right? Tefillin, you can't have a chatzitza between the tefillin and the body. One has to make sure their sleeve is not under the tefillin. Some are makbid also to make sure that the straps themselves up on the tefillin shel yad, there are different minhagim, have had a wrap it. Some are makbid not to have any strap underneath the box, because the box on the arm is the ikker. So, again, different minhagim, but the Birkei Yosef says ubinish tefillin yabasaro mamish dumya de big de kahuna. And then he quotes this Mishnah LeMelech. What's the problem? The Gemara Imsachim. The question is, what does the Mishnah LeMelech do in the Gemara Imsachim? If you remember that Gemara, the Kohanim were knee deep in blood, literally. That's what the Gemara says Imsachim at the end of the fifth parak. The Gemara says, proving the shita of Reb Yehuda, ein dam mevatel dam. The Rabbi Yehuda holds not min b'mino ain't a batal, but ain't dam mevatal dam. If bloods are mixed together, like on Yom Kippur, one is not mevatal the other one, even if you have a lot more cow blood than goat blood, says the Gemara. Amar lam Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim l'divrechem lama pokegin es azara. Why they close up the drainage in the azara on erev Pesach? Amrulo shevachu l'bnei Aaron sheyelchu ad arkuvosehem badam. It's Kavida Beis HaMikdash. So you see so many karbanis and they're knee deep in blood. Oh, that's the Shevach, because you see so many karbanis. Says the Gemara of Hakachai, isn't there a chatitza? You have all this blood on the legs of the Kohanim, right? So isn't that a chatitza between the begadim and the body, right? So says the Rashi, Bein Ragle, or not just between the legs and the clothing. Rashi says, "Bein raglehem l'ritzpa." If they roll up, right, they were the leg. Michnasayim didn't go all the way down; they were like boxers, right? So let's say there's no blood between, but between the legs and the floor. Ditznan omid ala kli. You know, if you're standing on a kli, the kohen is standing on a pedestal of some kind or a platform. That's a problem. His feet have to be touching the floor. Can't be wearing socks. Omid ala kli ala gabi a regel chaver apostle. Even if you're sitting on your friend's feet, to be in a lamod l'sharis ve'in ze amida. So isn't the blood under his feet a chatitza between his feet and the floor? Answer, lachu ve'in ochotzeis. If it's moist, it's not a chatitza. Lachu ve'in ochotzeis. Right, and that is what we paskin in Hilchas Tefilah b'zman hazeh. Right, let's say, if somebody has to do tevila. Let's say if somebody has to put something in the mikvah, they don't want to drop it. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim say, get your hands wet first, and then you put your hands underneath. So then it's the mikvah water is touching. What do you mean? Isn't the water a chatitza? Is it wet? It's wet. Or if there is a woman getting ready to go to the mikvah, if there's dry blood, some type of scab that's not really attached anymore, that should try to be removed. But anything that's moist is not a chatitza. That's the Gemara here. Lachu v'ena chotzeis, kidetanya, as the Brisa says, dam v'dio v'chala v'devash yeveshim chotzesin lachem ein chotzesin. And then it says, doesn't their clothing get dirty? Okay. But how could the Mishnah Lamelech say that water is a problem? The Gemara says that anything wet is not a problem, right? Lachu, the Eino Chotzei. So the Birka Yosef struggles and tries to answer this question, says maybe is there a difference between water and blood? Lachor, there shouldn't be a difference between water and blood. It should be the opposite. Blood is even thicker, right? And if water is not a problem, water is more viscous. Remember, that's why the two bowls on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, for the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin, the wine bowl was wider, because on Sukkot, when they poured them both at the same time, you want them both to finish at the same time. And wine goes down slower. And therefore, they made a wider bowl, so that when the Kohen's pouring the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin, it ends at the same time. So if there's no chatitza by blood, the Gemara says, there shouldn't be any chatitza by water. So the Birka Yosef suggests that maybe the Gemara Zvachim is different. There's two if issues. There's an issue of chatzitza and there's a difference of al besaro. So it's difficult trying to work out what the Mishnah Melech does with that Gemara. Other Achronim ask, if water is a chatzitza, then what about washing hands and feet? You don't find anywhere that it says nistapag after the Kohanim wash their hands and feet every morning and they have to dry them. Doesn't sound like that would be a chatzitza. Again, four netilos yadayim before we wash for bread, that we have to dry our hands, because getting the bread moist is ma'us, and it's make the bread disgusting. But just the Kiddush Yom Raglayim, there's no source for it. So that's why other Achronim assume that there is a different shot to our Mishnah. When it says olav in his tapak, that the Kohen has to go and dry his hands, it's for a different reason. Some say it's Yom Kippur. We're talking about Yom Kippur. So the Kohen has to wash his hands on Yom Kippur. But what if it's a hot day in Tishrei, in Eretz Yisrael on the base of Mikdash? Having some nice cool water on his hands could be beneficial. Could make him feel good. He could get Hana, right? So maybe that's the point. He has to dry his hands and his body. He has to dry his body to make sure the water doesn't stay on his hands and his body, and that way he will get Hana from the water on Yom Kippur. That's a totally different reason, and that's why you only find this by Yom Kippur. You don't find this by the Kiddush Yom Raglayim. The issue is not one of chatitza. The Shvus Yaakov also discusses that Gemara in Psachim about the blood, about chatitza, and he wonders. We know in Hilchas Nida, in Hilchas Taras Mishpacha, there are halachas. Let's say a woman is a painter, woman is a painter. That's what she does for a living. So the Shulchan Aruch says that she's used to having paint on her body, and for her, it could be less of a problem to have paint because that's her umnis. Again, wash it off, but you know, if there's still some paint on, it could be less of a problem because that's what she's used to. It's her umnis. So here too, isn't the umnis of the Kohanim to do the avoda? So why should blood be a chatzitza anyway? Mar has to come up with the answer of lachu ve'enu choshesh chotzeitz. But the Shvus Yaakov here in the Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Tes asks, Sarach iyun amasha pasak biyaradeya. Who quotes from the Rama in Sif Yud Zayin. Right, I'll read it for you. In Kuf Tzadiches. Kuf Tzadiches. Sif Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tseva shatovos nashem al pneim yedim uvisayar roshan eina chotzeis. If there's just coloring, a discoloration, again, a woman tries to remove all types of makeup from them before they go to the mikvah. But let's say it just dyed. The person who tries to get all the color out and the skin is just colored. So we say it's okay. As long as there's no surface coloring. Somebody's a butcher. Because how do you determine chatzitza? Remember the rules of chatzitza? We had a shiur about this months ago, a couple of years ago, I don't remember. That you go by makbid or eno makbid. That's one of the rules. Is a person makbid about having this? They wouldn't want this on them. So, people in the business, they're not so makbid, right? And therefore, when it comes to a shochet or a katzav, a butcher, there is no problem. So, ask the Shvus Yaakov, so why should there be any issue by the Kohanim anyway? Blood is like part of what they do, right? Isn't that not an issue? Mashma di yabeshu afshu munasam bekach v'shevach ulem mikom makom makpidon alzev v'chotzitzin. So, just v'dochak. What's the answer? So, he says, v'tzarech lomar delo dami. Lemishum naso tzava v'kihay gavna the other tzvua stein achotzes. Not it's comparable. Mishum de lo ma is kolkach. Right, somebody who's a shochet, is he so disgusted by the blood of the animals? He's used to it. Mashenkin bahani de meisi v'al besara machpid and afshum naso bakach. Okay, yes, I'm on his hands. Here he has on his legs. He's standing in blood. So he says even the Kohanim, they do this, but you know they would be machpid on it at any other time of their life. And therefore, he thinks that it's not a it would be an issue by the Kohanim and not by the Shochet. He goes to the end. What about a Moel? What about a Moel who just did a Bris Milah? Then he has to go wash the Tzilas Yadayim, right? So is that blood makbid? Is he makbid on that? Because is that umnis? So he thinks that maybe it's different. There is a third idea about why the Kohen Gadol has to dry. So again, the Mishnah Lamelech says, chatzitza, which is a chiddush gadol, right? What does he do that with that gemara Pesachim? The other achronim, suggest that maybe it's just iser hana'ah from the water on Yom Kippur. The Meshachachma has a third idea, right? Maybe we know the big day kahuna have to be perfect, have to be clean, have to be new, they shouldn't be worn out too much. So if somebody puts on clothing when their body is still wet, that will make the clothing not last as long. Upashut mishum, the Meshachachwa here, this is in Tezayin Dalet in Achremos, the mitzvahs bekde kuhuna bav, sheyu chadashim, v'chi yislach luchu b'mayim, yuscha chidushan. They won't be as new. Kemodim hutzchu l'nater ein mechapsin osam. We know we don't wash them. The big day love on mitzvah osam b'mufkar shebabad v'chilo yistapeg yusar labni nusam. They won't be as white and as fresh if a person basically puts on the begadim. The guy puts on the begadim and that kind of dries him. So that's why also it wouldn't be good. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says on this Mishnah. Shlo yislachlech lo yislachlech habegadim. One other ha'ara, and that is once we're on the topic, Hashukei Chemed here discusses. You know, some have the kepeda always to wash their hands before they do mitzvos. Some of the kepeda before halachas neiros Chanukah, before bedikas chametz. So, what if one has the minhag of washing their hands before netilas lulav? Do they have to make sure their hands are very dry? Because the Gemara talks about chatzitza by lulav too, right? One's not supposed to wear gloves, right, to have any type of chatzitza by netilas lulav. We think of chatzitza only by tefillah. It comes up by many areas of halacha. So he discusses, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tafresh Dun Aleph, Karach Sudar al Yadav Nadlo, if somebody holds the lula of the Dal Midim in a scarf, Yesho Midolo Yatze Mitam Chatzitza. Right, it's a chatzitza. So Would that be a problem? Would one have to be makpid? So he says, well, if you hold on the Mishnah, Malach, maybe. Right? Because water is a chatzitza, so maybe it would be an issue. But then the Shulchan Aruch says that let's say I take out my dal and minim from the water, let's say I keep my hadassim and aravos in liquid, so I want to keep them fresh, and then I hold them and I shake them, that's not a problem. That's not a issur, right? A problem of chatzitza, right? The Mishnah says in Sukkah, Makabel Sisha Miad Beno Miad Baila, U Machzira To Lamayim B'Shabbos, And he says that maybe that case is different because the water is needed for the lulav to keep it fresh or for the dal and minim. Here, you just wash your hands. So maybe that water would be a problem. But he says, Lenin Maisa, as he says, the Mishnah, the Achronim say that the Mishnah Melech is a chiddush gadol to say that the water would be a chatzitza, especially the Gemara seems to say the Feirish not that way. So therefore, again, maybe just to keep the lulav in a good condition, maybe you wouldn't want to, but otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, this is just a couple of issues regarding chatzitza and bigde kahuna. Again, we get to talk about all different types of topics from the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaZeh. So Baruch Hashem, that's the opportunity that we have. Okay, we'll stop here.